Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Peya, Perik Beis, Mischne Dalid. Even though we learned in the previous Mishnah, that when it comes to tree fields, in order for it to be considered two separate fields, so that you have to separate two different payas, you would need a fence going down the middle, a fence that is high 10 tefachim, a wall. But v'lecheruvin, for carob trees, even if you have a wall in the middle, it's still called one field. The wall's not going to make the difference. Rather, kol haroyin ze'ezeh. If you're standing alongside one tree, explains the Batanur. If you can see the next tree, that's called one field. And there's only one peya, even though you have the wall. Vayter zok the Mishnah Abba Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Nehaganoya beis Abba. It was the minig in my father's house. That noisnin peya achas lezeisim shahoyelem b'chol ruach. They gave one peya for all the zeisim. Zeisim means the olive trees that they had on each side of the city. Let's say they had a bunch of olive trees on the Mizrach side of the city. They considered that to be one field. If they had different olive trees on the west side of the city, that was considered a different field. If they had others on the north, there's a third field. If you had some on the south, that was a fourth. All the trees that are on the same side? Wait a second, what about if I'm standing, let's say on the east side, but I'm standing next to one olive tree and I can't see the other tree from here? Do I still say it's one field? And the answer is yes. And what if there's a fence in between them? The answer is it's still one field. It's the sides of the city that determine the separate field when it comes to the olive trees. Ulacharuv, and as far as the carob trees were concerned, says Rabban Gamliel about his father, what the minig was, kolaroyin zeze. In other words, exactly what the Tanakhama said. As long as you can see the next one, then it's one field. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Tzadik Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Tzadik, says, Mishmoi, in the name of Rabban Gamliel, af lecheruvin, shohoylem b'chola ir. You want to hear a chiddush about the carob trees? They gave just one payah, even for carob trees, that they had all around the city. And you couldn't see one from the other. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadik, b'shem Rabban Gamliel, has the most lenient shita when it comes to carob trees. You don't have to be able to see one from another. They don't have to be on the same side. All carob trees in the city are called one field. The carob trees were very tall, and the branches spread out very far. So again, a lot of this has to do with perception. The perception was it's all one field. So we learned in our Mishnah what the Tanakhama says, what Rabban Gamliel says about how the minig of Beis Abba was, and what Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzadik says in the name of Rabban Gamliel. Let's review. The Tanakhama says carob trees are all considered one field, again, unlike stem trees. Even if there's a gate in between, carob trees are considered one, but as long as you can see one from the other. Then we had the sheet of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel first tells us about the olive trees. That Nehagan Hoyed Beis Abba. And Rabban Gamliel is the house of the Nasi. So he's telling us that the minig in his father's house was olive trees that were on one side of the town were considered one field. So if you had olive trees on four sides of the town, there were four separate fields. And as far as the cheruvim are concerned, they have to see each other. So with the cheruvim, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. But he's adding this thing about olive trees that even if you can't see one from the other, it goes by the side of the town. Whatever's on that side of the town is called one field. And then we have the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Tzadik, who says, in the name of Rabban Gamliel, this was his Mesaida, that there was an extreme kula when it came to the carob trees. All carob trees in the town are considered one field, even though they're on different sides of the town, even though you can't see one from another. So according to Rabban Gamliel, we're more lenient with olive trees than we are with the cheruvim. With olive trees, we're giving this kula. We're saying all the olive trees on the same side of the town have one peya. You have to do separate peyas. But we don't have such a kula in regard to cheruvim. You have to be able to see one from the other. Kum trebeliyaz abreb tzadik b'shem Rabban Gamliel. And he's more lenient with the cheruvim than with the olive trees. He says the cheruvim all make for one field, even when you can't see one from the other, and even if they're not on the same side. Whereas the zeisim have to be on one side.